Only a Game's Facebook community has grown no little and quite some this week, in part perhaps because I promised in last week's show that we would gather around associate producer Doug Trabue's glowing monitor to welcome new arrivals. Our friends now number over 1,000. We're still some 6,999,000 short of Leo Messi's alleged follower total, but then he's a star soccer player for Barcelona, and we're not. Walter Eugene Bowen posted as follows, "Once again, Only a Game proves that it's the best sports radio show on the air. You don't even have to be a sports fan to enjoy it week after week. My conversation in last week's program with Tabidi Boone, the fellow who turned his back on the opportunity to play big-time college basketball in order to care for his infant daughter, inspired lots of responses. Your story on Tabidi Boone was awesome," Robert McKee wrote. "The rest of the show was as good as always, but that was an inspiration." Annie Whitney agreed. She wrote, "Thanks for introducing me to Tabidi Boone. My life includes only the smallest amount of sports watching, so where else but Only a Game would I have met Tabidi?" My commentary on onlyagame.org about the wretched way in which the Boston Red Sox have begun the baseball season provoked a bit of gloating via Facebook from Andy Vinciquerra. He wrote, "It was a magical night watching my hapless Indians shut down the mighty Red Sox. It doesn't happen often, so I'll enjoy the victory." Among the emails this week was an observation from Roger Perreault, who lives in Montreal. "I find that both the host and the regular commentator, Charlie Pierce, are entertaining and occasionally off the wall," he wrote. "But when I went to the website, I found that neither Bill nor Charlie resembles the images in my mind's eye. Bill looks like a kindly version of Mr. Dress-Up, and Charlie's a double for Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak." Mr. Perreault's assertion sent me searching for an image of Mr. Dress-Up, who used to host a children's TV program. For the record, Mr. Perreault, I have never worn a bow tie. You, too, can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. You can reach us through the website, onlyagame.org. You can leave a comment on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. And we still welcome postcards at Only a Game, WBUR, 890 Commonwealth Avenue, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Harvard University, whose summer school has courses for high school, college, and adults to earn academic credit and experience campus life. Summer.harvard.edu. And Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
At Galshiels Academy in Scottish Borders, Scotland, the physical education class frequently means soccer. On a recent day at Galshiels, it meant soccer interrupted by worms falling from the sky. "They just kept coming down," reported PE teacher David Crichton. "The kids were laughing, but some were covering their heads and running for cover. The falling worms made, quote, a wee thudding noise," according to Mr. Crichton, who could find no explanation for the phenomenon. "I spoke with the science department here, but none of them had an explanation for it. One of them thought it might have been a freak weather thing, but it was such a clear, calm day." Except for the falling worms.